Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
He is a barrister, husband and father, likes cricket, and said that he was at the end of a week in hospital with probably another week to go. He has spent 12 of the past 28 weeks in hospital. He wanted to talk about it. In fact, he would like the world to open up and discuss it, much as I think we would discuss a broken leg or even cancer, to normalise it, but not in a blaming way, but to accept the reality that depressive disorders exist. It is tough for him and for his family, and to those who know him and support him, and he is fortunate because his family cares, and they've stayed together. And what he wanted to do was simply thank all those who know him. Yes, they are also affected by his illness, for taking the journey with him. I was impressed at his honesty and forthrightness. Mental illness is so often shrouded in secret and struggled with alone. And I'm not just talking about the individuals afflicted, but also those who care for them. It is so important for those who have mental illness to seek support, and for those who care for someone so afflicted to have support in their caring and their looking after themselves. One thing I have found, but hopefully less so now than when I was first in the ministry in the 1980s, is that Christians can feel almost a double shame or a double whammy. The presence of God, the story of Jesus, and the constant message of love can seem to make matters worse. It is hard enough for people to understand, is the line of thought. So how can God understand or help me? And sometimes there is also antipathy towards medical interventions, as if I should be able to lick this on my own if God wants to help me. Seemingly forgetting that most Christians with a broken arm do pray to God and go and get a cast on. My musing today takes me to Psalm 88. And there are people in the Bible who suffer, it would seem, in this depressive way, such as Saul, David, Elijah, Jeremiah, maybe Jonah. But I can still remember the first time the ending of Psalm 88 struck home to me. Darkness is my closest friend. And I realized that there was no happy ending per se. It was like a bucket of cold water was thrown in my face. The story doesn't end with a ribbon and a bow and a happy ending. The point for me was that the story doesn't end, as the psalmist is still talking to God about his troubles in his darkness. Jesus on the cross cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And the emphasis is on the little word, my. To want each day to have a happy ending is to want God to be a cosmic vending machine. The point is, God isn't abandoning us. He is present to those who call on him. That is what the cross and the font are all about. He does support and help us through each day, not necessarily over each day. In Christ, one can find another support, even when, in the moment or moments, he seems so far away. Jesus, too, is on the journey with his people. Let's talk and listen to God and to each other. And I have a PS for this cross encounter. In the Lutheran Radio UK's archives is a program, In Crisis with Christ, which you may find helpful. Also, two books I have found helpful are I Had a Black Dog by Matthew Johnstone and Living with a Black Dog by Matthew and Ainsley Johnstone. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Spirit, so that we may perfectly love you and worthily praise your holy name. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.